Beginning tonight's shir in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, in the beginning, which is on page 26, Dine Kedushas Uvalatzion. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Metargeminan Kedushas Uvalatzion, we translate the Kedusha of Uvalatzion, V'tzorech Lizohir Bo Ma'od La'omro Bekavana, and one has to be very careful to say the Kedusha of Uvalatzion with Kavana. Says the Ramah, Ule'inyan im hayachid omra dina kedin kedusha shebiyotzer. In terms of whether an individual is able to say the kedusha of Valatzion, it follows the same din as the kedusha of the bracha of Yotzer in Birchas Kriyas Shema. V'ayin l'el simen nuntes. Uba kedusha shebetargum, and the part of the kedusha that we translate, yachid omra v'lo shnayim, that an individual says and not two people, v'ayin l'omra b'kolram, and it should not be said out loud. So let's see the Mishabura now in Sifkaton Aleph. Metargeminon, we said that we translate the Kedusha of Uvalatzion, Kedei Sheyavinu Hakol, in order that everybody should understand it. And then the Mechaber told us that you have to be careful to say the Kedusha of Uvalatzion with great Kavana. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Beis, the Aminam B'Gemara, because the Gemara tells us, Miyom Shecharav HaMikdash, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Al Makoy HaKedusha DeSidra, the world is standing on this Kedusha DeSidra, this Kedusha that we say in Uvalatzion. Kishemaskirin Davar, if they have an announcement to make in Shul, Yesh Lahachriz Kodem Shemaskil HaShliach Tzibur Lomer Ashrei, they should make the announcement before the Chazan starts saying Ashrei, V'lo Bein Ashrei L'Lam Natzeach, and they should not say it between the paragraphs of Ashrei and Lam Natzeach, V'kol Shekein, and certainly, B'shoa Sha'omrim HaKol Ashrei Osei De Kedusha. Certainly they should not make the announcement while the Tzibur is saying Ashrei or while they are saying the Seder Kedusha, Shetisbatel al Yidei Zeh Kavanosam, because that would interrupt their Kavana. Let's see note number one, which is going on the Mishabura that said, the Gemara says, Miyom Shechar V'Mikdash Al Mekoya Kedusha DeSidra, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the world stands on the Kedusha of Avalatzion. Says note number one of Pirush Rashi Sham, Rashi explains in Sota, Shetiknua Kedei Sheyu Kol Yisrael Uskin Batora B'chol Yom Dover Muat. The reason why they were Masake in Kedusha the Sidra in the first place was so that all of Klai Yisrael will be Uskin in Torah a little bit every day. Shabazesh Sha'omrim Kriyaso Vitargumo. Through this that we say the Kriya of the Kedusha and the translation of the Kedusha, Harehem Ka'uskin Batora, that's like being Osik in Torah. The Kevan Shenohig Davarzeb B'chol Yisrael B'tamidei Chachamim B'amei Ha'aretz, and since the minhag is for everyone in Klal Yisrael to say it, both the Tamidei Chachamim and the Amaratzim, V'yesh Kan Shtei Mitzvos, and this incorporates two mitzvos, Kedushas Hashem. One is the Kedusha of Hashem's name, and number two is Talmud Torah. Memelo chaviva hi Kedusha zu sheyiskayim b'shvil ha'olam. Therefore, this Kedusha is very chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that he keeps the world standing. Continues the note and says, U'b'Shabbos ein omrim uvalatzion b'tfilas haboker. On Shabbos, as we know, we did not say uvalatzion in the morning. Ela b'mincha, rather we say it in mincha. V'atam kosav l'kamon, the reason we say later on for this is, shekevan shemarichin harbe b'shachris u'musaf hinichua ad mincha. Since the davening is a little bit longer on Shabbos in the morning, so we leave it for mincha. U'l'inyan ofan amirasa, in terms of how one should be situated when he's saying Kedusha the Sidra, ba'amida o b'yeshiva, should a person stand for this, should a person sit for this? Kosav ha'primagadu m'shem ha'al yirabah, shahayoshev ein lo lamud, one who was sitting already, he said Ashrei, lamatzeach, and he was sitting, he does not have to get up for Kedusha the Sidra. V'im amad yishar lamud, but if he stood up already, he should remain standing. So whatever position you find yourself in, you can remain in that position. The Aruch HaShulchan Kosov Shetov La'omra B'Yeshiva. The Aruch HaShulchan says specifically it's good to say Kedusha the Sidra when you are sitting. V'chein Kosov HaKaf HaChayim B'Shem Rabbeinu Chaim Vital. B'Shara Kavanos. U'b'bir HaLocha L'Kamon Hevi Es Divrei Haritzgeyus Sheba'arvi Shalmotze Shabbos Omrim HaKal Kedusha the Sidra B'Yeshiva. That Amariv, when we say Kedusha the Sidra, we should say it sitting down. The Chazanish was knowing to stand for that part of Kedusha the Sidra, and Rav Chaim Kineski explains his reason. The Chazanish was mesupik that maybe Kedusha the Sidra has a din of Kedusha, and therefore it has to be said standing, and therefore he stood up. He comes out that whether you do it standing, you do it sitting, either way, you are good. Continues note number two on that which the Mishnah Berurah said that you shouldn't make any announcements between Asher and Lamatzeach. Ubetam madaver kosav asma. The sma explains the reason. Sheseder hakadusha maschil miyad laachar hakadosh acharin nefilas apayim. That the Seder Kedusha already starts from after the Kaddish, which came after Tachanun, which is when we start Ashrei. That's already the beginning of Kedusha the Sidra, and therefore even separating for an announcement between Ashrei and Lamatzeach would be inappropriate. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter on that which the Ramah said in terms of a Yochid saying Kedusha the Sidra, we said it follows the same din as Kedusha of Yotzer. And then the Ramah said, look what we learned earlier in Siman Nun Tes. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Shom Asik HaRamah. There the Ramah came out l'maskana, the nispashet haminag lomar af b'yochid, that the minag has evolved, that we say the kedusha of Yotzer, even as individuals, even b'yachidus. If you look at note number three, he explains further what the Mishnah Berurah wrote over there, she'ha'omer kedusha she'b'yotzer b'yochid, that one who is in fact saying the kedusha of Yotzer by himself without a minion, kevan she'esh sovrim she'ein la'omer ela b'tzibur, where since there are those who hold that you should only say it with a minion, nachon she'ahadir v'yomrenu b'nigun, v'ta'omim k'korei b'torah. It's appropriate to say it with a nigun and with a trop like you're reading from the Torah. Omnon le'inyan kedusha the sidra. However, when it comes to our sugya that we're discussing over here of kedusha the sidra in the valutzion, lo kosav the Mishnah Berurah kein. The Mishnah Berurah does not give this qualification of saying it with a nigun when you're by yourself. The chen kosav agon Ruchan Kanievsky shalom matzanu beposkim sheish lahader bazeh. That Ruchan Kanievsky says as well. We don't find the poskim saying this that by when you're saying it be yachidus when it comes to kedusha the sidra, it seems to be okay even without a nigun. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the third to last line, Umikomakom v'chatchila tov yoser lomar b'tzibur. Even though we said the Ramah's maskana by Kedusha the Yotzer is that you could say it even b'yachidus, and so too over here, but l'maisa v'chatchila, it is better to say it with a minyan. V'alkein, therefore there's a very practical nafkamina when one is in shul, im atzibur eschilu lomar v'ata kadosh. If one hears the chazan and the tzibur starting to say v'ata kadosh, v'hu lo omar adayin ashrei uvalatzion, and he's a little bit behind, he didn't yet say ashrei or the beginning of uvalatzion, yesh lo lo omro imohem. He should say the kedusha the sidra with the tzibur, v'achar kach yomar ashrei v'lam natzeach, and afterwards he should go back to say ashrei and lam natzeach. V'gama shnei psukim shekodem v'ata kadosh, he should also go back to say the two psukim that he skipped before Ata Kadosh, the Hainu, that is, Uvalatzion, and Vanizos Brisi. If you look at note number 6, he points out, very important, V'af im kvar hischil Asher olam Natzeach, even if one already did start Asher olam Natzeach, Ruchaim Kineski Paskins, She yafsik v'yomer kedusha the sidra im atzibur, he should stop and he should interrupt his Asher or his Lam Natzeach in order to say kedusha the sidra with the tzibur. V'achakach yachzor v'yashlam mashehichzir, and then he should go back and make up what he missed. Omnam, however, im omed b'mokom she'asur lahafsik, if he's standing in a place in davening where he's not allowed to stop, kigon b'emtza psukah d'zimra, for example, he's in the middle of psukah d'zimra, or b'emtza kriyashma or brichaseh, or he's in the middle of kriyashma or brichas kriyashma, so there, kosav aminchas yitzchok, shelo yafsik, then he would not interrupt the sekedusha, the sidra, with the tzibur. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkoton Dalud. The Ramah said that the kedusha shebetargum, the kedusha that we say in the translation, a yachid says it v'lo shnayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Dalud, what Salomar means to say, the psuke hakedusha shebloshon hakodesh, the psukim of the kedusha that are said in loshon hakodesh, ne'amorim dafka b'rabim. Those are said dafka b'rabim, or as we just discussed, at least l'chatchila, it should be said b'rabim. Upsuke hakedusha shebetargum, and here what the Ramah is telling us is the psukim of the kedusha that are in targum, those are ne'amorim dafka b'yachid. Those specifically, one should say b'yachidus, and the reason for that is, because anything that is written in Lashon Targum should not be said publicly by Rabbim, that's up to the Zohar. V'alkein, and therefore, k'sha'omrim kedusha the sidra b'tzibur, when we're saying kedusha the sidra with a minyan, omer kol yochid b'fnei atzmo b'lachash ha'targum shel ha'kedusha, each individual should say quietly to himself the Targum of the kedusha, da'oz lo mikri b'tzibur, then it's not considered saying the Aramaic b'tzibur. V'zeu ma'ashasiyam ha'ramah, that's what the Ramah means when he ends off and he says, shalo la'omra b'kol ram. He shouldn't say it out loud, that even when he's b'tzibur or is with more than one person, he should say it quietly to himself. V'imispalol shelo b'tzibur, and if he's davening without a tzibur, yachol lomer gama targum l'kol ram. Then he could even say the psukim of the targum of the kedusha out loud, because it's not a chisaron in saying it out loud; it's a chisaron in saying it with more than one person. So when you're with more than one person, if you say it out loud, that's like saying it together. But if you're by yourself and you say it out loud, that would not, in fact, be a problem. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber and Sif Beis. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Oser la'odom lotzeis mebeis ha'kneses kodem kedusha desidra. It is forbidden for a person to go out of the Beis ha'kneses before kedusha desidra. Very serious. The Mechaber says here that it's Oser to leave the shul before we say the kedusha of Volatzion. Says the Ramah, Va'omrim achar siyum ha'tfila aleinu l'shabeach mu'umad. After davening, we say the tefillah of aleinu l'shabeach standing up. V'yizar la'omro bekavana. One should be careful to say the tefillah of aleinu l'shabeach with kavana. U'kishemagia el lo yoshia, and when one gets to the words el lo yoshia, yafsik ma'at kodim shiomar v'anachnu korim. He should pause a little bit before he says the words v'anachnu korim. Let's stop over there and see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkotan Hey, Lotzeis mi Beis HaKnesses, on that which the Mechaber said that it's usher to leave the Beis HaKnesses before Kedusha the Sidra, says the Mishnah Berurah, Dekevan de Ha'olam Miskayim Alzeh, since like we just mentioned, the world is only existing because of the Kedusha the Sidra, it's so choshev, Tzorach Lizor Milazalzel Bazeh. One has to be careful not to be Mezalzel in the Kedusha the Sidra. If you look at note number 10, he writes, V'chein im marzirin es Sefer Torah l'heichal. So too, if they are returning the Sefer Torah to the Aron, v'hu adayin be'emtza uvalatzion, and he's in the middle of saying uvalatzion, and says the brackets, obviously this is going according to those who are nohig, that they're marzir the Sefer Torah to the heichal after uvalatzion. So there the Shevet HaLevi writes, shelo yafsik b'shvil lomar es ha'psukim. One should not interrupt his Kedusha the Sidra, his Evolution, in order to say the Psukim that they're knowing to say when they bring the Sefer Torah back to the Heichal. Shamiras Psukim Elu Eina Ela Minog. The Psukim that we say as we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron, those Psukim are only a Minog. The Elu Amiras Uvolution Himidina. However, the saying of the Tfila Uvolution, that Kedusha, that is Me'ikar Adin. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Ulafima Shebe'anu La'el Denochon Lahadir La'omra B'tzibur. According to what we said above, that one should try L'chadchila to say the Kedusha of Volatzion together with the Tzibur, Memela Tzarech Lizar Shalolotzeis B'kodem. So Memela, one has to be careful not to leave davening before that point. Afilu Emirtzer La'omram B'fayatzmo. Even if he wants to say Volatzion by himself, still L'chadchila should say it with the Tzibur, and that's a reason why he should not leave the Shul early as well. In Lo B'shas Adchak, unless it is a shas adchak, a pressing situation that he must leave. Says note number 11. Ule'el kosav shetzorach l'shmoa ha-kadishim ad aleinu. Earlier we learned that you have to hear all the kadishim until aleinu. V'chein le'inyan chalitzas tefillin. And so too when it comes to taking off tefillin, mevur le'el, we learned above, sheyesh l'hishar mu'uter b'tefillin ad achar kadish sholim sh'achar uvalatzion. One should keep his tefillin on until after the kadish, which is after uvalatzion. And those places who have a minhag to say Kaddish Yosom every day after Aleinu, Tov Shelo Lachlotz Ad Achar Kaddish Yosom. It's good that they shouldn't take it off the tefillin until after the Kaddish Yosom, which is later. The cost of Agonor Chaim Kanievsky, Sheyargu Ha'odom Es Atzmo V'Hishar V'Beis HaKnesses Ad Gemar Kol HaTfilo V'HaKaddishim. One should train himself to remain in the Beis HaKnesses until all of davening and all the Kaddishim are finished. Unless it's once in a while and he has a very strong reason that he has to leave and it's a shas adchak, then he obviously can leave early. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Vav, the Mechaber told us it's also for a person to leave the shul kodom kedusha the sidra, zokta Mishnah Berurah, hu kedusha uvalatzion. As we mentioned already many times, that is the kedusha of uvalatzion, referred to as the kedusha the sidra. And then we said in the Ramah, that after davening is over, we say Aleinu L'Shabeach while we are standing. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Zayin, Magen Avram Kosa B'Shem Ha'ari. The Magen Avram writes B'Shem Da'arizal Sheyomruhu Achar Kol Hashalosh Tfilos. That one should say Aleinu like we do after all three Tfilos. V'chein Nohagen B'Medinaseinu. And that is the minhag in our countries. Milvad B'Bate Knesios Gedolos Shemispalan Tfilos Mariv Samach L'Mincha. Except in the big shuls where they daven Mariv right after Mincha, then Ein Omer Mal. Then they don't say Aleinu right after Mincha. The Aleinu Shiyomru Achar Tfilas Mariv Koi Gama Mincha. Because then the Aleinu that they say after Mariv will cover also for the ending of Mincha. V'yesh kama nuschos ba'aleinu. There are various nuschos in the tefillah of aleinu. V'huva b'al-yirabah, and they're brought down in the al-yirabah. V'ein l'shanos shum nuscha. And one should not change any nusach, ki kol nuscha yesh lo yesod. Every nusach has some kind of foundation. Let's look at note number 12. We said that after all three tefillahs, one should say aleinu. V'hanoheg lomar aleinu samach l'uva l'tzion. One who has the minhag to say aleinu right after Uva L'tzion, like the minhag in Nusach Ashkenaz, umispalu b'tzibush nuhagin la'omro b'sofa tefila, and he's davening in a shul where they daven Nusach Sfad, where they say Aleinu later on, o lehepech, or the opposite, das agonu shlom zamen orbach, v'agonu b'chaim kinyeski, sheyinhog kiminhag ha'tzibur shebohu mispalu. One should be noeg to daven the way the tzibur is davening, and therefore, even if he's Nusach Ashkenaz, if in that shul they daven Nusach Sfad and Aleinu is at the very, very end, they say Enke Elokeinu, the Shir Shel Yom, he should go with that order of the tzibur. V'hosef agonu shlom zamen orbach, shemisha tov v'lo noha kiminhag ha'tzibur, one who made a mistake and did not follow the minhag of the tzibur, elo omer aleinu samoch l'uva l'tzion, rather he did what he was used to, he said aleinu right away after uva l'tzion, kefi sheraga linhog, like he was used to doing, ein tzarech l'hafzik be'emtza enke elokeinu lomer aleinu shenisim ha'tzibur, even though after his aleinu he then goes and says enke elokeinu, he does not have to interrupt his Enke Elokeinu in order to say Aleinu a second time together with the Tzibur. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, we said in the Ramah that one should be careful to say Aleinu with Kavana. Says the Mishabura Sifkaton Ches V'yei Shlomar Aleinu Be'ema Uviyira. One should say the Tefillah of Aleinu with fear and trepidation. Ki Kol Tzva HaShamayim Shomim. All the Tzva Shemayim, all the angels in heaven are listening. V'akadosh Baruch Hu omed im pamalya shalmala, and Hashem is standing with the pamalya shalmala. V'kulam onim v'omrim, and they all respond and they all say, Ashrei ha'om shekach alo, Ashrei ha'om shehashem elokov. They all say this praise of Klal Yisrael after they say Aleinu, and therefore it's a tefillah to be taken very seriously and to be said be'ema u'be'yira. The last thing we saw in the Ramah was that one should pause after he says Elo Yoshia, and before he says Vanach Nakorim, he should pause. Says the Mishabura and Sifkat on Tes, V'tzarech L'chroa, when one says Vanach Nakorim, he should bow, Shelo Yia Nirek a Kofer Chas Hashalom, so he shouldn't appear like a Kofer, that he's saying Vanach Nakorim and he's not being Kareya. Therefore, during Aleinu at that point, the minhag is to in fact be Kareya. Let's look at note number 13, the second paragraph. U'b'inyan Ofen HaKriya, in terms of the type of bow that should be done during Aleinu, the Berahitev explains, B'shem De Arizal, Shiyesh L'chroa U'l'shtachavos, it should be a very large bow. Ubisafer Yesod Vishoresh Havoda Kosov Shabivanachnu Korim Yikra Kriya Gedola Bibirkov. When he says the words Vanachnu Korim, he should bend his knees. A big bending. Uvamishtachavimodim Tsarach Ishtachavoya Gedola. Then he makes a big bow during the words Mishtachavimodim. That is one opinion. Meidach on the other hand, Das Ben Ishchai. Shedai b'harchonas harosh uktsas min aguf. It's enough just to bow the head a little bit and a little bit of the body. V'nechshav zeh k'kriya v'ishtachavoya, and that's enough to be considered a kriya and a ishtachavoya. It does not have to be a very large one like the Arizal says. And in note number 14, he says, on that which the Mishabura says that you have to bow then, so you should not look like you are being kofar chas v'shalom. Mekor dvarav b'magen Avram. The makor of these words is from the Magen Avram. V'tzayin l'sefer ein v'kabracha. V'shom kosav, there it is written, shim eino koreya imohem harehu muchsuk shakron umeyur edu shaker ba'atzmo. One who says the words v'anach nekorim and doesn't bow with the tzibur, he is like a shakron, and he's giving false edus on himself. Shrei enu mekayim es ma'a she'omer, because he's not fulfilling that which he is saying. V'imhu b'beis ha'knesses b'sha sha'at tzibur omer malenu. If a person finds himself in a shul at the time when the tzibur is saying aleinu, kosav le'el, we learned above, she'yomer imon, that you should say aleinu with the tzibur. Avalim omer b'psukei dezimra, but if you're holding in a place of davening like psukei dezimra, v'kol shekem b'kriyashma b'rchaseah, certainly if you're holding already later on in kriyashma or the brachos of kriyashma, there the mincha tzitzchak says, she'lo yomer imohem, you should not say aleinu with them. But if you're not in the middle of any tefillah and you could interrupt whatever you're doing, then one should always say aleinu with the tzibur, because again we see over here the seriousness that we take aleinu with and what goes on in Shemayim at the time we're saying aleinu and how it should be said be'emo be'yira. We'll stop over here for today, and Amir Tzashem in the next year we will do a little more weiter in the Ramah and the Mishabura. There's not so much, but we'll also go back and we will Amir Tzashem begin the Bir Halacha in the Kuntres Maimer Kadishin. Yashikayach.